Would you take your Bibles, please, and turn to Revelation chapter 13? Revelation chapter 13, and you know, the Bible says that the Lord will come for those who are watching for Him. We need to be mindful constantly that we are approaching the time of our Lord's return, and we need to be ready, amen? We need to be watching, we need to be ready, we need to understand the times in which we are living in. And I'm going to be dealing with the subject on Sunday nights going forward for a while on the mark of the sign of the beast. We're living in the day and age where things are coming together rapidly. And I think that we are seeing the final stages. The table is just about set, and the master of the house is going to be coming back soon. And I want us to be alert as God's people to what's taking place in society around the world, the things that are happening. And I want to read these 18 verses in Revelation chapter 13 because this is one of the largest unfolding of the Antichrist, the description of the one, the beast out of the sea, and specifically his mark. And we're going to focus tonight on verse 18, the last verse in that passage where it says, "Here is wisdom," and then there's a period. Here is wisdom. We've been talking about that, about the wise and the unwise. It is unwise not to pay attention to what's going on in the world. For it says there in that, "Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. The Bible tells us that people of understanding are to consider or count the number. We're to be paying attention. We're to be watching. We're to be counting the number so that we can understand what's happening. We are closer today. Things have fallen into place that were unthinkable 100 years ago. And during that period of time, 100 years ago, and even before that, people were becoming more alert to the teaching of the rapture, the teaching of the coming of Jesus Christ, and talking about these things that for hundreds of years had been basically not talked about. Even today, there are people that say, "Oh, why do you spend time talking about prophecy? Folks, we're talking about our future. Don't you talk about your future? God has revealed it to us, and we need to know." So let's begin reading at verse 1 as we see the description of the beast out of the sea. "And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy." That's important. You need to underline that. The name of blasphemy. In other words, he adopts a name. He takes Christ's name and he adopts it, and then the result of that is blasphemy. Verse 2, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of the heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? And who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven." Now think about that. Who does he blaspheme? He blasphemes the name of God. He blasphemes those that are faithful in his tabernacle, and even those that are in heaven. He blasphemes them. He mocks them. All right? Let's continue. "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth in captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. This is the false prophet. So the beast out of the sea is Antichrist. The beast out of the earth is the false prophet, and he exalts the name of Antichrist. And he doeth great wonders, verse 13, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast, that they should be killed. Talk about slaughter. This earth hasn't seen anything compared to what's going to happen. And he causeth all, this is important, verse 16, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that understandeth count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Father in heaven, I pray that as we begin the study together, that we might have a heart to know what's going to happen and what is happening today. The preparations are being made even now. And I pray that we as God's children would not be afraid, but rather rejoice in the fact that you're coming back very soon. And I pray that we might be ready, that we would live in such a way every day that if the rapture were to happen, we would not be ashamed. We would not be found doing something that would be wrong or false or impure, but rather that we might be serving thee with our whole hearts. For we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I want to begin tonight a study on the marks of the beast. And I want us to look at some of the things that are going to be happening and are happening today that are leading up to a universal monetary system in which the mark will be the evidence that you are allowed to financially purchase, to financially have a bank account, to be able to do what you want to do as long as you have the mark. The mark. If you look over in the next chapter, chapter 14, it talks about those that take the mark. Notice, please, verse 9, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lord. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image. And notice, please, and whoever receiveth the mark of his name. Now, there's a warning that's given there. Don't take the mark. If you take the mark, your doom is sure. Now, I want us to look, because these things that are happening today, if you piece them together, make perfect sense of what is transpiring in relationship to the false prophet, the one who emphasizes the fact you must take the mark. You must take the mark. And as good sheeple, most people will. We live in the day and age where things are being set for people to do things as one. All right? We're being conditioned. You don't go against the narrative of the moment. You fit, or we're going to destroy you. We're going to cancel you. We're going to make your life completely miserable. And we have seen this happen in recent years with individuals whose lives have been destroyed because they went against the narrative. They dared to go against the narrative. I want us to think here for just a moment about some recent headlines that we have seen in the news. I collected these by just surfing the internet, looking at different newspapers, the New York Times, Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, went through several of these different things. And some of the lead headlines are very interesting. Putin threatens to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Now, he's been doing this now for 2 years, all right? He's threatening, as one writer said, Armageddon. It's interesting how often biblical terms come up in conversations. Biden says Putin's nuclear threat brings risk of Armageddon. Americans rapidly losing hope as we head toward 2024. Why are we losing hope? All the things that are transpiring today. Inflation, economic issues, the whole gender craziness that's out there, the threats that we're going to have another pandemic again. They're already ginning it up, getting ready for another one. World War III is coming. That was the title of one article. Biometric blockade. Political critics could have bank accounts frozen as governments tend toward total control. Farage, yes, had his bank accounts frozen in England. Why? Because he went against the narrative and they shut him down. Now, since then, he went national, he went worldwide with criticism, and they started to back off. But it revealed something. How quickly someone's bank account can be shut down if you dare to go on social media and say something against the government. All right? This is the reality of the moment. 100 years ago, you couldn't do that. Today, you can. Immediately. Actor Russell Brand links Amazon's palm payment system. Did you know Amazon has developed a palm payment system? All right? To the mark of the beast. And then finally, Israel moves closer to a cashless society following the latest legislation that just came out recently. Israel is leading the world in a move toward cashless society. Now, what's behind all this cashless society? All right? Complete control. Digital currency controlled by the government. Therefore, government has control of the banks. And if they see you're making a payment for, let's say, a weapon, they can shut it down immediately. Oh, no, no, you can't buy this weapon. You can't spend your money for that. Oh, no, you can't. What is that? It sounds very much like the mark of the beast. All right? So these are just current articles right now in our time that indicate something's going on. Are you paying attention? I want to give to you one of the early leaders of Sun Microsystems. Anybody ever heard of Sun Microsystems? All right. If you're into the technology world, you know a little bit about them. But one of the co-founders, Bill Joy, wrote this in 2000. He said, "I think it is no exaggeration to say we are on the cusp of the further perfection of extreme evil. An evil whose possibility spreads well beyond that which weapons of mass destruction bequeath to the nation states, onto a surprising and terrible empowerment of extreme individuals." Not nations, but individuals. Bill Joy was an early proponent of AI, artificial intelligence. Matter of fact, he was involved in the early days. All right? Now, this is 23 years ago. He was involved, but he saw what was happening. He sat in on the meetings at Sun Microsystems and with other tech companies of what they were moving to, complete control of every aspect of human life. Have you ever noticed that you can be talking about a certain subject and then all of a sudden you start seeing ads pop up in social media on the subject you were talking about? This is crazy. I was talking about a little bottle that I wanted to purchase. It's over 100 years old, all right? W.H. Crawford Spices and Extracts, all right? It's a little bottle, very common in the South. It originated in Baltimore, Maryland, and McCormick Drugs bought out this particular company. But the bottles can be found in pits and so forth around Northwest Florida. And I was talking about that. Next thing I know, I have an eBay ad for a W.H. Crawford bottle in my stream. That's crazy. They're listening. Okay? They're listening. They've got their ear on you. Your smartphone is smarter than you are. And I am. That's where we are today. Was this possible even 10 years ago? Just in the early stages. But that's where we are. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1. In the last days, say that next word, please. Perilous times shall come. Luke 21, 25 through 27. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Talking about the lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. What's happening on the earth? All kinds of things. You know, we hear a lot about climate change. There is going to be some climate change take place. There's going to be heat. There is going to be distress. Perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Actually, that word could be translated foaming and roaring. The idea of the upheaval of the ocean. That's scary stuff, is it not? That's the lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Just before Jesus returns, the world will be in unprecedented turmoil. Where are we in God's calendar? A sober reading of the New Testament suggests that these are the next three events. All right? These are the next three events. Number one, worldwide apostasy. A turning away from truth. Every aspect of society. And where are we today? We have turned away from known values. Male and female. Oh, no, no, no. There's not male and female. Vivek Ramaswamy, I guess is how you say his name. He's a candidate for the Republican ticket. And he came out with his presentation in Iowa this week. And the first one says there's only two genders, male and female. And they went after him. They are criticizing him. He's unscientific. We have gone into the world of stupid. Complete stupidity. But 10 years ago, this wasn't going on. 20 years ago, they'd have laughed you out if you said that there were more than two genders. Now they're trying to say, oh, gender and sex are two different things. And we've got some stupid Christians that are falling into that trap. Oh, yeah, let's make a distinction between gender and sex. There is no distinction. There's only two. But what have we done? We want to be acceptable in the scientific world. And so we've got to bow our knee a little bit. There's three responses. We've been dealing with this in Biblical Worldview class. Three responses. There was a Project Steve that was conducted in 2016 where the scientific community sent out this letter to scientists named Steve all over the country. One purpose. We want you to sign off on a paper that says that you believe evolution to be the truth. Thousands of responses came back in. And you know what their purpose was? The National Center for Science Education was the one that sponsored this. All right? Their whole purpose was to criticize creationists. And they used that as a platform because they got thousands of responses. And so they said, this must be true. If all these Stephens agree that it's true, it must be true. Is that an argument from science? Is that an argument from evidence? That's an argument from opinion. But that's where we are today. Science has been redefined. If enough people believe something to be true, it must be true. That's false. That's falsehood. So, the worldwide apostasy is evident everywhere. I grieve when I see pastors saying, oh, the apostasy that's yet to come. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You got to have your head buried in the sand with your tail sticking up. And somebody needs to come along and boot it. Pardon my Christian love there for just a moment. I've just had it with these people that just don't see it. I just don't see a worldwide apostasy. You must be blind. You're not studying your Bible, number one. Next, the rapture of the church. I'm looking forward to the rapture. Amen? When the trump shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we get to go behind them. The ones that are alive at that moment shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Bible teaches that. And that's the next thing on the calendar. The third thing is the rise of Antichrist. He may be alive today. I don't know. He may be alive. But there are certain marks that indicate we're closer than we may think. So, what do we know and not know concerning Antichrist? I'm just going to touch on these things very quickly. Number one, we know that there will be an Antichrist. Amen? We don't know his identity. Poor Henry Kissinger has been the Antichrist since 1972. I grew up hearing that. Henry Kissinger, he's the Antichrist. And then recently Obama is the Antichrist. And then we've heard several different people all through. Jimmy Carter was the Antichrist. Yeah, we kept getting lower and lower and lower as far as the quality of the Antichrist. I don't know who the Antichrist is. You don't know who the Antichrist is. Amen? But there is an Antichrist. He is the beast out of the sea. Number two, we know he rises from the revived Roman Empire. We do not know what part he comes from. That's still unknown. We don't know. Thirdly, we know he will work closely with the false prophet. I just read about that in those verses. We don't know the false prophet's identity, but he will have great power, and he will be the one to deceive the nations into taking the mark of the beast that will forever seal their doom. All right? So, number four, we know that Antichrist will apparently die and come back to life. We don't know how this will happen. The Bible indicates a sword is used. And then he comes back, and the whole world marvels. We read that in chapter 13. So, who does that look similar to? Christ, who died and was resurrected. So this great miracle is going to cause the whole world to just sit back and say, this is unbelievable. He was dead and now he's alive. He was killed with a sword, but now he's alive. He must be Christ. That's the picture of Israel accepting. Let's go on. Number five, we know he will control the world economy. We don't know how he obtains that power. That's still an unknown. How does he rise to power? I will tell you, isn't it interesting how different individuals around the world rise to power? People who are relatively unknown and all of a sudden they're in a position and place of power. That's what will happen with Antichrist. He will just rise up out of the mist and he'll be given great power. Number six, we know that through the false prophet he will require his followers to take his mark. We don't know the precise nature of this mark. Now, verse 18, actually, let's go back, verse 17 of our passage here. And that no man might buy or sell, number one, save he had the mark, all right, first of all, the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. There's three elements of this mark that are brought out, and I'm not going to take time because our time is almost gone here, but we're going to develop that a little bit about these three aspects: the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, if you go back to verse 1, he has the name of blasphemy. So there's importance that's given to his name. So these three elements are made up in this mark. We know the number of his name is 666. We don't know exactly what that means. There have been people who have speculated it's computer technology, numbers. It could be. I don't know. Well, all we can do is speculate. But we do know that we're to count the number. Now, here is wisdom, that you count the number. There's significance in the number, and that we as believers need to be wise and to consider. Now, what all that means, I don't know. It just means that you as a believer in Christ need to trust the Holy Spirit to guide you into understanding of what's taking place with that number. Number 8, the Antichrist has many names in the Bible. The little horn of Daniel chapter 7, the prince in Daniel chapter 9, the lawless one in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Antichrist in 1 John chapter 2, and the beast from the sea in Revelation chapter 13. And that's not all of his names. That's just some of them. But they all come together to describe the individual whose name is blasphemy. And we need to be ready, folks. We need to understand the time. We're going to be dealing with the subject of AI. We're going to talk about digital currency. We're going to talk about some of these things that are happening today and how it might fit into this number for us to kind of understand. I've just been praying and asking the Lord to give some understanding. I don't know everything. I don't know anything, to be honest with you. Everything we know comes from God. Amen. But we got to have some understanding. Here is wisdom. Count the number. Understand the mark and where we're going in society. This is very, very important so that we're ready, that we know and understand the times. The children of Issachar were different from all the sons of Jacob. How were they different? They were men who understood the times. That meant that the other brothers were not so gifted. They didn't understand the time. They weren't paying attention. All right? Have you ever read a red light? Is it not embarrassing? I've gone through a few red lights because I wasn't paying attention. And then you start looking around for cops, number one. Yeah. This morning coming to church on Northrop Road. Guess who was tucked in off the side? Anybody see the cop that was on Northrop Road? I'm the only one that saw him tucked in there on the side, and I'm just like, bee ba 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 da. And then I look over there, and there's a Milton police officer, and I look down at my speedometer. Okay, I was doing 3 over. Boy. Yeah. Not paying attention. You know what our problem is in the church today? We're not paying attention. We're too busy playing, and we're not paying attention. May God help us in this study to see the marks of the beast. They're here now, they're developing, and the stage is being set, folks, in our time. May God give us wisdom. Father in heaven, I pray that you would work in our hearts tonight. Lord, this is not something that we can just kind of check off our list and move on. It's not something that we can just kind of click past like we're changing channels on a television program. Help us to realize that these are important things. Here is wisdom to count the number, the mark of the beast. And I pray that you'd help us to be ready for your soon return, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.